Picture your team preparing a major presentation. Deadlines loom, tasks are divided, and everyone is racing to the finish, except one colleague. That one skips working sessions, asks for updates without contributing, and occasionally appears at the final review to offer criticism. When the project succeeds, that colleague positions him or herself as an integral player, name-dropping their leadership and basking the praise, often because they've kept a close relationship with the boss. Meanwhile, teammates feel exploited and demoralized, muttering in the break room, "How do they get away with this?" You realize you have a piggyback rider on your team.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and today we continue our Difficult Leadership Situations mini-series and what to do about it. Today's topic is the payback rider, a team member who does minimal work, takes credit for other successes, and shifts blame for failures. You'll learn why these behaviors exist, how to spot them early, even when they are hidden by charm, and how to respond with science-backed strategies. And one quick reminder before we dive in, this fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online leadership academy. The first course will help leaders decode psychological and biological traps that hold organizations back. Stay tuned. Now, first of all, let's dive into the evolutionary frame why piggyback riding even exists. Cooperation has always been essential for human survival. Our ancestors hunted in groups, shared food, and pooled knowledge. They evolved strong reciprocity and fairness instincts, tendencies to reward those who contribute and punish those who freeload. At the same time, individuals sometimes try to reap group benefits without paying the costs. Anthropologists and economists call this the free rider problem. And again, we have the literature we're referencing, as always, in the show notes. A free rider expends little effort but enjoys the spoils of collective success. These conflicting impulses shape our modern workplaces. Most people want to contribute and be fair, yet some are tempted to ride on the efforts of others. Evolutionary psychology provides insight. In small bands, success often depends on reputation. Individuals who were perceived as generous and hardworking gained status and access to resources. Those who were seen as lazy or selfish were ostracized. Today, the payback rider manages to avoid ostracism by leveraging impression management, cultivating relationships with powerful people, and performing just enough to escape scrutiny. They may even believe their self-serving narrative because of self-serving bias, a cognitive tendency to attribute successes to oneself and blame failures to others. Research on social loafing, the tendency of people to exert less effort when working in groups, shows that contributions decrease when individual performance isn't identifiable or when people think others will pick up their slack. This effect is stronger when the task is dull or when outcomes can't be tied to specific individuals. The piggyback rider exploits this anonymity while forging a positive image with leaders to protect themselves. The impact on teams can be severe. When a member shirks responsibilities yet claims credit, resentment builds. Research on organizational justice shows that perceptions of unfairness reduce motivation, increase turnover intentions, and diminish citizenship behaviors, the voluntary helping. Teams also become less creative and more risk-averse when they feel exploited. Without intervention, piggybacking erodes the cooperative norms that underpin performance. And here is a problem: spotting the hidden free rider. Piggyback riders often ingratiate themselves with leaders, making detection harder. Here are the signs to watch for. Discrepancy between visibility and contribution. They attend high-profile meetings and volunteer for visible tasks, but quietly drop or defer the substantive work. Unequal information flow. They demand updates and assert ownership, yet seldom share their own progress or resources. Watch out for blame shifting. When things go wrong, they quickly point to others' delays, deflecting scrutiny. And then, boss-centric networking. They invest heavily in managing up, sending glowing updates to superiors and securing allies who will vouch for them. Ever heard about the manager who starts every public comment with, "You're making a great point"? my dear leader, and then continues. When you hear that, your alarm bells should go off like there's no tomorrow. Now, what are we going to do about it? Here are some tried and trusted steps. Number one, create accountability and reciprocity. Our evolved fairness instincts can be enlisted to curb piggybacking. Design your team processes so that individual contributions are visible and interdependence is explicit. For example, clear roles and deliverables. Define specific outputs and deadlines for each member. Publish these commitments where the whole team can see them. Visibility discourages shirking and facilitates mutual support. Milestone check-ins. Schedule interim reviews where each person reports on their progress. Encourage peers to ask questions and offer help. This fosters collective ownership and catches non-contributions early. Shared metrics, tie recognition, bonuses, or promotion criteria part into team outcomes. When success depends on cooperation, piggybacking becomes less attractive. And then, of course, invest in transparent communication platforms. Use shared repositories and dashboards and meeting notes so information is accessible to all. When resources are centralized, it's harder to hoard or misrepresent. Number two, address impression management. Because piggyback riders often cultivate strong relationships with leaders, you may need evidence before confronting their behavior. Approach conversations with facts. Show which tasks were completed by which team member and contrast that with the rider's claims. Leaders are less likely to protect a free rider when they see objective data. At the same time, recognize your own susceptibility to ingratiation. Studies show that leaders often reward those who flatter them, even if the flattery is insincere. Develop awareness of this bias. Solicit input from multiple sources, peers, clients, direct reports before forming an impression of someone's performance and that someone is actually a piggyback rider. Now, let's talk about coaching and consequences, potential consequences. When you identify piggybacking, address it privately. Describe specific instances of shirking or credit appropriation. Explain how this undermines trust and hurts teams' outcomes. Ask open questions. What obstacles prevent you from contributing fully? This may reveal hidden issues like workload imbalance or skill gaps. If the behavior persists, set clear consequences. Research on corporations suggested punishing free riders, punishing piggyback riders through social sanctions or loss of privileges maintains group norms and signals that exploitation won't be tolerated. However, punishment should be proportional and combined with guidance on how to improve. And then lastly, as always, model the culture of contribution. As a leader, you set the tone. Publicly recognize those who contribute without fanfare. Share credit generously. When mistakes occur, avoid blame games. Focus on learning and collective problem solving. Celebrate examples of collaboration, reciprocity, and shared learning. And the most important factor, you also need to contribute. Hence, roll the sleeves up yourself. In summary, here are three takeaways to avoid that hidden free riders, piggyback riders, corrode your team spirit. One, make contribution visible. Clarify roles, set deadlines, and hold public check-ins. Visibility activates fairness instincts and discourages piggybacking. Number two, address impression management bias. Don't be swayed by charm or flattery. Use evidence and peer feedback to assess performance. When you see misalignment between claims and output, intervene. And always, always be aware of the ones who tell you how good you are. And number three, promote a culture of reciprocity. Reward collaboration and transparency. Set norms that make piggybacking socially costly. When selfish behavior persists, apply proportional consequences and realign incentives. All right, this was it again for today. If this episode resonates, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone who is interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. And lastly, if you're interested in more, you can order my book. It has the same title as this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It offers a practical roadmap how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results across three sections on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.